Yes.
Mighty man of God, Jesus, great word of God. And Father, I just thank you for this man of God.
Yes, thank you, Father.
Give it his word, he placed it in his heart. Now bring it out of his mouth, and give it to his son, and deliver it. Edify the body,
yes,
glorify you in Jesus' name.
Amen, 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 amen. Get your Bibles out to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. Okay. If you can't find Genesis chapter 1, we need to talk. If you can't find Genesis chapter 1, we need to talk. We're going to have a Bible study class. Oh, that would do too. Yeah. You know, every now and then I'll bring a New Testament. May, before she died, gave me a Bible that's, I love it, it's an expository Bible, but it's just the New Testament. And I carry it with me to prison. I'm going to carry it with me to prison. Most of the time, if I carry it with me to prison, somebody's going to ask me something about Old Testament scripture. So I don't carry it to the prison too much because of that, although I do love the Bible. So you're right, you're exactly right. If you got the New Testament, you can't find Genesis. Matter of fact, if you got a New Testament and you're looking for Genesis, you need to talk to. Amen. Genesis, I'm only going to read one scripture from there, and then we're going to move through a little bit. We were talking about being stressed out, and so we're going to go a little bit further on being stressed out tonight. How many know that God's give us the ability to fight stress? Amen? This morning we're talking about finding out if you're stressed out and how to handle it. Amen? Well, tonight we're going to talk about too blessed to be stressed. Too blessed to be stressed. Didn't say we're too blessed to have stress. We all got stress. You got stress, I got stress, all God's children got stress. Amen? But the thing that would kill us is when we don't realize that God's provided us a way to get beyond the stress. Amen? For it not to take us down, not to kill us, not to drag us down. And here it is, this one scripture right here, Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. And I'm going to use part of this verse right here, Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. And God blessed them. Y'all say blessed them. Of course, and he said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Father, I love you, Lord. I praise your name. I thank you for your grace, your mercy. I thank you, God, for all that you've done for us, Lord. I thank you, God, that you are the greatest stress fighter that we have, Lord. I ask you, Father, to touch, Lord, in a very powerful way. Help us, God, to be ready this night, Lord, to receive what you have for us to receive. Touch your word. Let it bless us, Father. Lord, let your spirit move through our hearts and through our minds, through our spirits. We thank you, God, for what you've done for us, Lord, and what you're about to do. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And the church said, amen. Look, it's fine to say, I'm too blessed to be stressed. Or I'm too stressed to be blessed. Which one is it? Okay, too blessed to be stressed. Now, when God created Adam and Eve, he blessed them. Very first thing he did was he blessed them. He created a man in his own image, and he created him male and female. And the very first thing, somebody say number one, he blessed them. Wow, think about this now. The very first thing he did was bless them. Now he knew, he told them what to do, to be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it. And of course, we know that it wasn't too long. By the time you get to chapter 3, Satan has got in the mix. Satan has got in there and he's trying to ruin what God had planned for man. Satan, when they took of that fruit, Satan entered the world, sin entered the world. And when sin entered the world, what come with sin? The curse. Amen? Curse. But not only with the curse, sin and the curse, its cousin, stress, came in also. Can you imagine? Adam and Eve didn't know what stress was until they took of that fruit. And once they took of that fruit, the Bible says when Jesus come, or when God come walking in the cool day, they hid themselves. Now, the reason they hid themselves, can you imagine the stress of God walking in on you? And you're having to tell him you just did what he told you not to do? I mean, talk about a stressful situation. Talk about all stressed up and nowhere to go. Here you're in his garden, and you got the fig leaf. And God says, hold on now, what's this fig leaf doing here? Well, we're trying to cover up our mess up. Whenever we try to cover up our mess up, it gets worse. and the stress increases. But let me just tell you, that's another one. Let me move on a little bit. I praise God, and we praise God today for his rich heritage and the blessings through Jesus Christ. Adam, of course, was the first man, and then Jesus was the second Adam. In Ephesians 1 and 3, it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us." Y'all say that word blessed. It's so awesome. Are you blessed? He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That is not a future reference. There is stuff in the future that's going to happen that we're going to see, but that's not just a future reference. It is right here, right now. Look in the Greek and you hear it. It says, may blessings, praise, and eulogy be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual given by the Holy Spirit, blessing in the heavenly realm. So God wants to bless us now. So here's what's so cool. Before the curse came, there was the blessing. Before the curse came, before Satan even got a chance to even get in there and start getting in Adam and Eve's head, before he got a chance to do any of that, the blessing came before the curse. The blessing came before the stress. And why did the blessing come before the stress? Because God wanted to show, even after Adam and Eve had messed up, God was still going to bless them, and the blessing is greater than the stress. Your blessing tonight is much greater than the stress you're under. You may feel like you're about to explode in certain areas. You may feel like you can't take it anymore if it just keeps coming at you. But I'm here to tell you right now, the blessing is greater than the curse, and the blessing is greater than the stress. So no matter how bad the stress is in your life, and I'm not downplaying it, I'm just upplaying blessed. You are too blessed to have stress destroy you. Amen? You may still have it, but it's not going to destroy you. Amen? Remember, stress is part of everyday life. So now, I want to talk about blessed. I just love this word, blessed. I don't talk about it enough. Blessed. In the Hebrew, it has five main meanings to be blessed. That's what we're going to talk about. How we're too blessed to be stressed. I'm going to talk about five areas. Watch this. This is so awesome. The first word for blessed means the favor of the Lord. Wow. If God blessed us, then we've got the favor of the Lord. Even if I don't deserve it at times, I've got the favor of the Lord. Amen. Even when I have blown it, I've got the favor of the Lord, because the blessing came before the curse, and the blessing's greater than the curse. And so even though I might have blown it, God still says, I'm going to help you, son. You've got my favor upon you. That word favor means to speak well of. Isn't it reassuring to know that when God talks about us, he talks about us with love? Some people might talk about you, you want to hear what they got to say. But when God talks about you, it's wonderful, because you're his child. We are his people. And although he doesn't show favoritism, and although he loves all of us the same, he does grant favor and success to them to trust and obey him. So you can be, you actually don't stay here and think that, well, grace is so great that I can do anything I want to and have the blessing. No. The blessing's there, but we still have to do our part reaching up. So watch. Isaiah 1:19 says, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat of the good of the land. But I thank God for his favor. Wow. And favor ain't fair. Amen? Sometimes people look at me and they go, how in the world did that happen? I go, the favor of God. His blessing, God. Well, what did you do? I don't know. I don't think it was me anyway. I think, you know what I'm taking? I say Jesus died on the cross and he got a mission for me. And so even when I've blown it, God still uses me for the mission. All right, so the first word is favor. The second word for blessed means to convey gifts upon. Wow. God says he gives his gifts without repentance. I've seen preachers before that backslid, and maybe backslid on way on down the road and was gone for quite some time. When they got back in, and as soon as they got back going, they were preaching again. I've seen singers, they didn't want to sing for the Lord anymore. As soon as they got through, whatever they were doing, they come back in, they were singing. God gives you these gifts. Now, it's important to understand, look, James 1:7 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Or, every good gift and every perfect, free, large, full gift is from above. It comes down from the Father of all, who gives light, in the shining of whom there can be no variation, the rising or setting, or shadow cast upon his turning, or as an eclipse. Satan cannot eclipse his blessing on you. Wow, I'm too blessed to be stressed. Somebody said, I say that to myself all the time. I'm too blessed to be stressed. Didn't say I was too blessed to have stress, because I'm telling you, if you live, and you're going to have stress. But I'm too blessed to be stressed, as in stressed out. I'm too blessed. Praise God. It's awesome. The third one, I'm doing fast, y'all. So I'll tell you what, y'all blessed tonight. You're getting a short one. Of course, there is three more to go, and I couldn't, one of them's got five pages. First, it's the favor of God. Secondly, it's to convey gifts from God upon you. Third, well, I love this. The blessing that opposes and nullifies the curse of the law. Oh. Whoa. One more time. Every time I get there, it just sends chills down my back. The blessing that opposes and nullifies the curse of the law. That word curse describes the consequences of sin. And not only the consequences of sin, but the absence of blessing. So watch this. Galatians 3:13 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Christ purchased our freedom, redeeming us from that curse, that doom of the law, and its condemnation, by himself becoming a curse for us. For it is written in the scriptures, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree and is crucified. Praise the Lamb of God. He's already took the punishment for me. Remember, God blessed them knowing they were going to mess up. God blessed them. How many messed up this week? Any way whatsoever. Did you say something you shouldn't say? Did you? Did you get a bad attitude? Did you overeat? Did you do some other things? And God's still blessing you tonight. He's still blessing you right now. So watch. It's awesome. Number four. First, the favor of the Lord. Secondly, to convey gifts upon. Third, the blessings that opposes and nullifies the curse of the law. Number four, the fullness of life. If Andy Griffith was here, you'd go, good cracker. The fullness of life. You know, it is possible to do more than just get by in life. I see people all the time, and I come up to them and I talk to them and I say, what's up, man? And they go, life just dealt me a bitter hand and I just don't know what to do about it. And I look back and I think about, as going through life, no matter how bad things were, God always, always was there. And God always helped. It was a powerful thing. John 10:10 says, the thief cometh not before to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Amen. He comes in. I love this. The Amplified Version says, the thief comes only in order to steal and kill and to destroy, that I came that they may have and enjoy life, and have it in abundance to the full, till it overflows. You know what? I can be having a rough day, and I can get with some of my Christian brothers and sisters, and before the day's over with, I'm having a ball. I can be having a rough day on Thursday, having a rough day, and get to Andy's and thinking, waiting for my brothers and thinking, Lord, you know what? If I weren't doing this for you, I'd go home and get right in the bed. And be feeling rough, and we get in that van, and by the time we get through what we're doing, we joking and carrying on, having a good time. And then when we get through, we have this holy experience. God's awesome all the time. God wants you to experience life to its fullest, even if the stress is there. He wants you to experience to the fullest, to the fullness. Praise God. Say it again. I'm too blessed to be stressed. Tell somebody else, I'm too blessed to be stressed. Remember, God blessed you before you blew it. So if God blessed you before you blew it, His blessing's going to be there to pick you back up after you blew it. And then finally, this one here I had to really study on. I had to ponder on, because I didn't want to get into one of those name it, claim it gospels. But here's one of the words for blessed. It means the enjoyment of life. And it means not only enjoyment of life, but it means riches. And so I said, Lord, I know people that's enjoying life, but they don't have any riches. Explain that. I kept saying, Lord, show me, show me, show me. And of course, Ecclesiastes 5:19 says, every man also to whom God hath given riches and wealth hath given him power to eat thereof and to take his portion and rejoice in his labor. Rejoicing in his labor and what he's done is the gift of God. And then this scripture came to mind. Proverbs 38:9. It says, remove from me vanity. Let me go ahead and read it all the way through here. Remove from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me. At least I'll be full and deny thee and say, who is the Lord? At least I'll be poor and steal and take thy name of my God in vain. Or let me just break it down a little bit. Remove from me falsehood and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is needful for me. At least I'll be full and deny you and say, who is the Lord? Or at least I would be poor and steal and so profane the name of my Lord, or insult my God. So now let me go ahead and again, God blesses us, and when God blesses us, He blesses us to be a blessing. He blesses us as a conduit. We are conduits of His blessing. He blesses us, and we bless others, and we bless whatever's going on around us. But again, God said, "I want you to enjoy life, and I'm going to bless you, bless others." That's awesome. I'm going to bless you to bless others. God has it all together. And if you keep that attitude about it, there's no telling what God will do with you. It's powerful. But remember, here it is. I'm going to tell you all five. And then we're going to say, I'm too blessed to be stressed again. Blessed in the Hebrew, the favor of God. To convey gifts upon. Number three, the blessing that opposes and nullifies the curse of the law. Number four, the fullness of life. And number five, the enjoyment of life. Enough and then some. Blessed to be blessed or be a blessing. Right now, I want you to stand up. I told you, matter of fact, Brother Keith, you're wondering what happened. Stand up. We're going to practice some anti-stress motion. I want you to raise your hands. And I want you to say, I'm too blessed to be stressed. One more time, I'm too blessed to be stressed. Now here's what I want you to do. Say, Satan, take your lies and get out of my face. Amen. Because I'm too blessed to be stressed. My God shall supply all my needs according to His riches in glory. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Come on, yes, Lord. I'm too blessed to be stressed. Woo! God is awesome. God is awesome. God is awesome. Now, all we're going to do is, you can come up here and pray, or you can pray at your seat. We're going to pray a little while. But while you're praying, I want you to say to yourself while in your prayer. And tonight when you go home, before you go to bed, I want you to say it to yourself. When you get up in the morning and you face whoever you're facing, whether it be your teacher or facing your work or facing somebody else, I want you to say in your head, I'm too blessed to be stressed. I am too blessed to be stressed. I am too blessed to be stressed. I know sometimes to some of those high-powered meetings at Fountain, and as I'm walking in the door, I'd say to myself, I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. God, you got this. God, you got it. I'm too blessed to be stressed. Now, go ahead. You can either come up here and make a place, or you can stay at your seat, but I want us to pray. Father, I love you, Lord. It is truly an honor and a privilege to come to you, Father, at any time in our life, Lord. When we've got a need in our life, Lord, when Satan's trying to tear us up, I ask you right now, Father, to help us sort of realize that we are too blessed to be stressed. Yes, stress does come, and yes, temptation comes, and yes, there's things that come our way that try to destroy us. But I ask you right now, Father, to touch, Lord, and anoint in the name of Jesus. We are too blessed to be stressed. We are having a good time in you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Lord, I thank you for touching us, Lord. I thank you for revival. I thank you for revival that runs through us, Lord. And like a lightning bolt runs through us and hits somebody else. Father, I thank you, Lord. Glory to the Lamb of God. You're an awesome God. You're a powerful God. I thank you, Lord, that the blessing came before the curse. I thank you, Lord, that the blessing came before the stress. I thank you, God, that even though you knew that Adam was going to blow it, you still blessed him. The very first thing you did when you created him was bless him. Father, when we became your children, we were blessed. And Father, although things come our way, problems come our way, we know, God, we're still too blessed to be stressed. Father, even when we blow it, we know that your blessings, your power, your grace will pick us back up. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord. You're an awesome God. You're a power.